From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The parade of high-profile corporate defendants continues, and this week it's Martha Stewart's turn. Tomorrow, jury selection begins in her trial on charges of lying about a stock trade, obstructing an investigation, and securities fraud. The start of Martha Stewart's trial comes less than a week after former Enron executive Andrew Fastow pleaded guilty. And there are more corporate trials yet to come. NPR's Scott Horsley has a roundup.
Enron, WorldCom, Tyco, and now Martha Stewart. The facts of the cases differ, but Duke University law professor James Cox says the public distrust that began with Enron's implosion has been compounded as more and more fallen executives make their way to the courtroom.
The reason that there was this public revulsion was not just because of Enron, but because Enron was soon gathered by maybe a score of other cases, all of which really fascinated the public.
In the two-plus years since Enron collapsed, federal prosecutors have been working quietly to build their case from the ground up. Cooperation from former Chief Financial Officer Andrew Fastow may give prosecutors ammunition against higher executives like Jeffrey Skilling and Ken Lay. Professor Cox says given the complexity of the Enron case, he's surprised it's moved this fast.
In the case of Martha Stewart, we'd say, well, that happened a lot more quickly, but that's a much cleaner case in many ways because we're not trying to put pressure on Martha Stewart to go and get anybody up the line. We've already got the person up the line, Sam Waxall.
Waxall is serving more than 7 years for securities fraud. Authorities believe the former biotech executive tipped off friends and family about adverse news affecting his company, ImClone, prompting Martha Stewart to sell her shares. Some of Stewart's defenders complain that the domestic idol has been unfairly singled out because of her celebrity. Prosecutors continue to target other executives outside such a glaring media spotlight. Former Tyco CEO Dennis Kozlowski is now on trial in New York State Court, charged with raiding company coffers for his personal use. And federal trials are set to begin next month for the Regas family, accused of looting the Adelphia cable company they founded, and Scott Sullivan, who's charged with cooking the books at WorldCom. Sullivan also faces state charges in Oklahoma, along with former WorldCom CEO Bernie Ebbers. Robert Borisage works to improve corporate accountability with a Washington-based Campaign for America's Future. He says this flurry of criminal trials is healthy, up to a point.
I think it's always salutary for some people who get caught to go to jail, because that concentrates the mind. Mark Twain said about hanging.
But Borisage worries that we haven't seen the last of the corporate scandals. He says too many companies still give executives stock options that reward short-term gains.
If you haven't changed the centerpiece of incentive that made cooking the books short-term a worthwhile endeavor, you're going to have a hard time stopping games from being played.
Authorities sent a strong signal to the accounting industry by putting Arthur Andersen out of business. But Wall Street firms, accused of misleading analysis, managed to escape a similar death sentence by paying a hefty settlement. One analyst, Frank Quattrone, has faced criminal charges of obstructing justice. His first trial ended with a hung jury. No retrial has been set yet. The wave of criminal prosecutions has forced executives to pay more attention to the letter of the law. But Craig Dunn, a professor of business ethics at San Diego State University, says what's really needed is a wholesale change in attitudes at the top.
The core problem isn't with ethics, it's with hubris. People come to believe that they're not quite bound by the ordinary rules of morality as everyone else, and they make major missteps. That to the rest of us, we look at and we said, how could they be doing that? But I think it is because they come to believe they're cut of a finer cloth.
That may be a common thread in many of the criminal cases. Now, a jury will have to decide whether it's woven into Martha Stewart's case as well. Scott Horsley, NPR News.